This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. Usually, I assume most of my listeners are not Christians. The program today is for people who think they are Christians, but in fact may not be. Today, I have a salvation test taken from 10 verses in the book of 1 John. Stay tuned for this life-saving test. Father God, let me show everyone who you really are and reveal your only Son, Jesus Christ, to those who are listening. Praying in Jesus' name, amen. Let me begin today by noting that some source material for this program was derived from material developed by Todd Friel and Dr. Steve Lawson. The point of the program today is for you to examine your heart and soul, and if you find you are not truly born again, that you will take the step of faith and repentance that is necessary. If you have a Bible, open it to the book of 1 John in the New Testament. Chapter 1 will begin at verse 7. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his Son, cleanses us from all sin. Do you like fellowship with other believers? Do you want to discuss godly things with Christians? Do you want to spend time with these people? If you do not really like being with Christians, you are not a Christian yourself. Verse number 2, 1 John 1:8. If we say we do not bear the guilt of sin, we are deceiving ourselves and the truth is not in us. Question, are you disgusted by your sin? Are you sickened at the thought of what you have done? Do you see the awfulness, the vileness of how we have lived and the bad things we have done? What is your attitude toward your sin? Have you ever been appalled at your sin? If this does not describe how you feel about your sin, you are not a Christian. Verse number 3, 1 John 2, verse 3. Now by this we know that we have come to know God, if we keep his commandments. Do you know what Jesus has told Christians to do? Can you remember commands Jesus has said for his believers to do? Are you doing them? Is this something you are aware of? Are you conscious each day of following Jesus and obeying what he said to do? To help me obey Jesus, I made a list of commands of Jesus I found in the New Testament. I found 86, and there may be more than that. I am not trying to be legalistic or burdensome. I made this list for myself to help me be more obedient. Commands like treat other people the way you want to be treated, seek the kingdom of God first, of first importance and priority, and all these other things will be given to you. Be a servant to others, forgive others, love your neighbor, honor your marriage, practice hospitality, give to please God, not to be seen giving by other people. Get rid of whatever causes you to sin, plus many other commands of Jesus. Are you aware of the commands of Jesus? If you have no interest or desire to do this, you are not a Christian. Not that you become a Christian by doing these commands of Jesus. No, no, no. Once you are saved by grace through faith, entirely born again by the power and the Spirit of God in Christ, then you have become a Christian. From that point onward, these 10 points are a test of the genuineness of your Christian faith. If you fail this test, do not despair. Just truly repent of your sin, truly embrace Jesus in saving faith, and truly, truly begin your real Christian faith. Let's go on to verse 4, 1 John 2:15 through 17. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Because all that is in the world, the desire of the flesh and the desire of the eyes and the arrogance produced by material possessions, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away with all its desires, but the person who does the will of God remains forever. I am talking about the world as the world system, the way of the world, worldly things, things that are associated usually with non-believers in Jesus. Do you really enjoy wild parties with lewd dancing, alcohol, or drugs, sex with anyone that pleases your desires, craving that higher position at work so that you can have more prestige and importance, so that you can have power over people, so you can show off what you own, your possessions, your home, your car? Are you thrilled about the thought of making more money? If we find more joy in the things of this world than we have joy in Jesus, then you are not a Christian. Remember, this test is to wake you up out of your slumber, your lethargy, your complacency. This is not meant to lay a burden on you. This is to help you evaluate yourself to see if you are or are not a true Christian. Let's go to verse 5, 1 John 2:23. Everyone who denies the Son does not have the Father either. The person who confesses the Son has the Father also. How is your understanding of who Jesus Christ is? What is the nature of Christ? A good man? A prophet? A moral teacher? If you say Savior, how does Jesus qualify as your Savior? Can any good moral person be your Savior? What is it that makes Jesus unique, special, and different from any other person who has ever lived or ever will live? Do you understand that Jesus is 100% man and 100% God at the same time? Do you understand that Jesus is and was the Son of God, the second person of the Trinity? The Trinity is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. All are God. All are one essence and being, yet separate holy persons. Christians worship only one God. If you do not agree with these basic fundamentals of who Jesus is, then you cannot be a Christian. Verse number 6, 1 John 3:2. Dear friends, we are now the children of God, and what we will be has not yet been revealed. We know that whenever it is revealed, we will be like Him, because we will see Him just as He is. Do you long for the return of Jesus Christ to earth? Do you hope it could be today? Do you hope to be a part of the bride of Christ, gathered together by Christ, to be with Him forever in the place that Jesus has prepared for His own people? Are you busy working for Jesus and His kingdom to bring more people into it? Ephesians 2:10 says about Christians, "For we are His creative work, having been created in Christ Jesus for good works that God prepared beforehand so we can do them." Are you obediently doing this work as a Christian believer, yet waiting and longing and hoping for the imminent, meaning any time now, return of Jesus to earth? If not, then you are not a Christian. Verse number 7, 1 John 3:9. Everyone who has been fathered by God does not practice sin because the seed of God resides in him, and thus he is not able to sin because he has been fathered by God. This is not to suggest that Christians never sin. Unfortunately, we do. But it is the exception, not the rule of our lives. As this text points out, true Christians do not practice sin. We do not plan for sin. We do not allow for sin. We do not have a standing motel reservation for meeting various sexual partners. We do not have a special place where we keep a collection of pornography. We do not have a constant habitual lifestyle of sinful activities that we both know about, plan for, and have no intention of quitting. If we do have an ongoing habitual practice of sin, we are not a Christian. Verse number 8 out of 10, 1 John 3:14. We know that we have crossed over from death to life because we love our fellow Christians. The one who does not love remains in death. This verse goes beyond fellowship with believers, like we already covered earlier. This is serving and loving our fellow believer. We give to one another. We pray for each other. We do this not just because Christ commands it, but because we are truly filled with the love of God, and it naturally overflows. Even if we are poor and have nothing material to give, we can all afford to pray regularly, earnestly, powerfully, and intentionally for each other, being aware of the specific needs of each other. We show this kind of love to our fellow Christian not because they are so lovable and desirable, but because the love of Christ so fills our hearts and minds that we feel compelled to love one another in the body of Christ. If we do not feel this sense of love for our fellow Christian, we are not truly a saved Christian at all. You must truly get into the family of God now by true, sincere faith and repentance before Jesus Christ. Here's verse number 9, 1 John 4:6. We are from God. The person who knows God listens to us, but whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of deceit. Friend, do you love to hear good Bible teaching? To love a good sermon from a faithful, godly minister of Christ? Do you enjoy learning more about Jesus and His holy word to grow your faith? If that is not like you, then you are not a Christian. And lastly, verse number 10, 1 John 4:15. If anyone confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God resides in him and he in God. Do you avoid telling others of your faith in Jesus Christ? Do you run away from situations where you know you should open your mouth and tell about what Jesus has done for you, but you hold back and do not speak? If you fear telling others about your faith in Christ because of social embarrassment, that is a sign that you are not saved. Witnessing and evangelism are skills that can be taught and practiced. People can get better and better at sharing their faith as they try to do it. But if you never share about your saving faith with others, it is probably because you do not have a genuine faith to share. If you will not confess that Jesus is the Son of God, then you are not a Christian. So how did you do on this 10-point test of your Christian faith? Are you desperate? Well, I hope you have a Christian faith that passes all 10 points just by completely committing your life to Christ, complete repentance of all known sin, getting rid of any plans and arrangements for sinning you may have ongoing, that you cry out to God in complete brokenness before Him. Understand the extreme holiness, sinless perfection of God, and that you must have a real, genuine faith relationship in Jesus Christ in order to appear sinless before Almighty God. Only as God looks at your life through the lens of the sacrifice of Jesus for your sins, as you place your faith in Jesus, only then are you made acceptable to God as He sees you through Christ His Son. True Christians pass all 10 points of this test. If you did not pass it, now is the time for repentance, confession of sin, and you can have this outlandish, extravagant faith in Jesus Christ for your eternal salvation. Christ will give you the strength, the power, the courage, the ability to stand up in this world as a true believer, boldly living a true, sincere, honest Christian life made possible only by Jesus Christ and the Spirit of God. Now let me pray for you. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Amen. You may contact us through our website contact form at www.visionforchristworld.com/contact. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in personal saving faith.